WSIJ 839 listening. WSHF 567, morning time. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSHM 738.
One off of WSHF 567.
Good morning, Sam. Today is the day.
Ratio.
It's a couple of city ways as a couple of cities away as of 7:25 last night. At the facility to be loaded on the truck this morning for delivery.
That's so.
And there's not going to be much rain today. Small chance around 3. That's a small chance. That's about it. You're going to have plenty of room to put this antenna up.
Rain's not going to stop me.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be an issue, Sam, so I doubt. And good morning to you, sir. You heard Mike in there this morning? I guess he's sleeping in.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Yep, good morning, Mike. WSHM 738.
Good morning, Mike. WSHF 567.
Yeah, morning time out there, Sam. Oh, man. Woke up kind of late this morning, but that's all right.
Well, that's okay. You're allowed.
Like Giddy Lee says, you know, they call me the working man.
There's a story about that song. I don't know if you know it.
Wasn't it like their first hit? They played like a high school gymnasium or something?
You almost got it right. It's the song that launched them into stardom. They mailed the tape to a disc jockey in Cleveland. The disc jockey played it on the air, and everybody in Cleveland was calling, go, hey, what was that song? Can you play it again? It's what started their career.
That's what it was. I know they did perform it live in like a high school gymnasium for like, you know, in front of a bunch of kids, you know, during lunch hour.
Whatever, that's how a lot of things get started. They don't just go up in front of a million people right out of the gate. But the highlight to the song is that that's exactly what happened, and that launched their big rock and roll career right there from a DJ in Cleveland. So, and it is a good song.
That it is. I know they're actually they're going back on tour. Of course, minus Neil Peart, because he passed away, but they got a new drummer. It's a female. Sounds just like Neil Peart.
Right, very good. So, Sam, I may put that antenna together for you. I mean, it's basically one piece, but there are some radials that screw in. I'll lock them in for you, and then I'll semi-assemble the mounting bracket for you, which are two clamps and a piece of tubing. And so I'll kind of get it prepped for you. Is that all right? All right, glad you're not disagreeing with it.
He must have stepped away. If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's white, right? It's the white fiberglass with the radials on the bottom.
Yep. Now, the only assembly is, it's like any other diamond antenna. You screw in the radios, and they got two nuts on them, and then one acts as a lock, you know, a jam nut. And then the mounting part, which is a tube and two clamps with U-bolts on them. And the antenna fastens, you know, once you slip the antenna into the top piece of the tube, there's a lock washer and a bolt that actually locked the antenna to the mount.
Yep, I know it's exactly which one. Yeah, that's a good antenna. It's, you know, for what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it will last them 15, 20 years, you know, so. Made by a good company, Diamond or Comet, they're good.
I never hear any complaints about them.
Yeah, there's a little more assembly to the longer antennas with more gain. You know, there are a couple sections, and you have to get the little wire inside and attach it to the bottom section, you know, so a little bit to it. But this is all one piece, so the antenna, the radiator part is all one piece, so there's no fuss, no muss with that stuff.
Yeah, Roger. Yep. So yeah, once he gets that up, yeah, he'll be in action.
Well, it was in the city last night about 7:25 p.m. So we'll get loaded on the trunk this morning and out for delivery at some point, you know. They pretty much focus on morning deliveries on Saturday, but, you know, once upon a time, you know, I don't know if you probably know this, but UPS never delivered to you on Saturday unless you paid for Saturday delivery, and it was, and I've done it a time or two, but the way it works now is that they had to be competitive, so they have to make Saturday a normal work day. So they deliver regular ground services on Saturday as well now.
Yeah, I do remember that as a kid, you know. Then there were some times where they wouldn't deliver it to your house, so you'd have to go right there in Roseville at the like warehouse or whatever and pick certain things up. I think it was Callahan?
That building's been gone for a while, but yeah, that's where it used to be. Now it's all out of Madison Heights, and you know, you can't even go there to pick up packages now there. used to be able to march right in. Not no more.
Yeah, my cousin worked out of that one. And his routes were always, you know, on the west side. They wouldn't give the east side routes. And after 5 or 6 years of working there, you know, he finally got tired of it and fed up. It just, you know, the bosses were, you know, something else. He'd always have to, you know, pick up the slack for other drivers. So he just quit, and then him and his mother opened up a video game store in Port Huron, bought a building.
Very something off my coffee. But yeah, at one point you could drive right there on Whitcomb in Madison Heights and pull right in through the gates and go in there if you had a package on will call, but they don't really allow that anymore. I was amazed, right? That was a UPS standard, not no more.
Yeah, no, you can't, which sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I just dealt with it last year with my iPhone that I had ordered, and it got trapped in UPS. I thought I could just go there and pick it up. They don't allow that anymore. I'm like, man, oh, man, jeez.
Plus UPS, now they got a high turnover rate because of their stupid policies. My cousin was saying when he worked there, you know, if your tires touch the person's grass just a little bit and they call, you could be wrote up for that.
They've been tough, and they were tough for years. I don't know what it is today, but, you know, way back in the late 70s, early 80s, yep. They were tough. I used to know a UPS driver that used to come where I worked, and they'd have supervisors driving around with them, and he signaled to me like, hey, don't even try talking to me, man. I mean, the supervisor. He told me a story that he once got in the car after delivering a package and turned on the radio he had in the truck, which was a portable radio strapped to the visor, started the truck and took off, and the supervisor told him, hey, what are you doing? He goes, what do you mean, what am I doing? He goes, you turned on that radio and you're wasting time. I mean, they were that tough.
Oh, yeah, and you get, like, what, 3 write-ups, and that's it, and they fire you. And then you have to go in front of the union and the company and have a hearing, and and they get paid good, but it's just, you know, a lot of bureaucratic, you know, red tape you got to go through.
Yeah, terrible.
That's why he just turned his keys one day and said the hell with it, and left, and like I said, you know, him and his mom, they own a video game store up in Port Huron. Kind of like GameStop, you know, but they're into, like, retro gaming, too, and that. So they pretty much do everything.
Well, there you go.
Since they closed, like, a lot of the GameStops around here, you know, they've been picking up business.
Stores I pretty much don't frequent, and got nothing to do with the video game things. Busy working or hiding under my bed, evidently.
Yeah, right. well, hey, we were told yesterday that Sam's going to be disappointed because he's only going to get maybe 40 watts out of that radio, and that antenna, you know, if he puts it up, it's not going to make any difference.
Well, I mean, it's nice they know this, because they even know what kind of radio we bought.
Well, this is coming from a guy that was using, 11 meters on a UHF rig.
I got a lot to learn. Was this, this must have been said elsewhere.
Yeah, it was, and I just laughed. I didn't know what to do, but just laugh, you know. I mean, whatever, let them think what they want, but, you know, hey.
Well, then I would tell them they got nothing to worry about then. Sounds like they're worrying if they're talking about it.
It just means that the HT Club, you know, it's going to be a little disappointed. Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah, well. WSHM 738.
Yep, WRWB 49.
WSHF 567, I can't wait.
Hear what I said earlier, Sam?
What'd you say?
I said I'm going to pre-assemble that antenna a little bit for you. So, really all you have to do is clamp the mount to the mast and then slip the antenna in to the top and put a bolt in along, well, with the coax, and you're done. There's not much assembly. It's the ground radials and the mount, basically. There's two things that go onto a piece of tube with some U-bolts, but it's no big deal, so I'm going to pre-assemble it for you so it even makes it even quicker for you. Is that all right?
I don't care. Get her done. I want to get her hooked up and get on the airwaves.
I'll tell you this. I promise you, as soon as it gets here, I'll get right to it and drive it right over.
That's it.
All of 15 minutes to slip it together, so no big deal.
And that antenna is not a bad antenna. So I know which one exactly he's got. So, yeah, that'll last you a long time.
I just hope it fixes some of the problems I'm having, and you know what they are.
Well, it's going to fix a lot of it, you know. It doesn't guarantee you're going to be the strongest repeater every time, but it's going to fix a lot of that other crap where they were competing with you almost mano a mano. That's going to put you over those guys, I guarantee it.
I don't want to be the loudest. I just want to be able to talk on my radio. That's all.
That's all we all want to do out here, but some people have some other ideas.
Yeah, I heard you and Tim out there yesterday trying to have a conversation as I was signing off. And, of course, you know, it wrecked that. What do you do?
Now, they're going to go out of their way to drive around that repeater and discourage you, Sam, but don't let it happen. That's just going to get them busted that much more. They have to use more power, be more vigilant with it, and you know what? This is going to get them caught. I got something on my phone that I don't want to send to anybody. Yeah, but I want to show some people, you in particular, Mike, because it is funny. It is the nail in the proverbial coffin.
You have a good intuition, so I'm assuming it's going to be from someone that always sends you text messages that you don't, you don't care to, communicate with.
No, this is a jammer caught in action. That's all I'm going to say. The most recent one. You've been catching on that activity that was going on for at least a few weeks. At least a few weeks, even longer. Has stopped in the morning. There's been other people, but that one signature one has gone away since a week ago yesterday. So, and that's the video that I have.
Lone wolf or somebody we know or know of?
Like I said, I'll explain more when I see you in person. I'll show you the video. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It is the nail in his proverbial radio coffin. Done with two radios, people trying to have a conversation in the morning, going to work, another radio with no antenna on it, tuned in somewhere else, full scale on the input, video shows exactly where the person's at, the suspected house it's coming from. Yeah, it's a beautiful video.
I'm sure it's got that song playing in the background, you know, by the Young Rascals, It's a Beautiful Morning.
Well, nothing about that. I just know it is pinpointed evidence is what it is.
It's supposed to be a joke, but anyway.
Woke up yesterday morning and kicked guinea pigs dead. Well, that's terrible. One of your little granddaughters?
Yeah.
Is she upset by it? Probably, right?
Yeah, they were all upset. We told them we'd get them another one.
Terrible. SHM 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, guinea pigs only last about maybe 5 or 6 years, if that, if you're lucky. So, yeah, growing up, I had a few. And then my sister, you know, was raising them for a while and then giving them away to people. And then that, and of course, the mother, you know, she only lived to be about maybe 6 and passed away. You know, I had a pet rat when I was a kid. The thing lasted 8 years. It got old, man. His eyes got gray and then finally died. The pet rat was smart, man. Oh, yeah, rats, they are intelligent. Don't underestimate them. You know, you can transmute certain things.
Good time to ID right on the hour at WSHM 738.
Mike, I got that standalone or standoff piece for the tower, so it's way, way up there. But right now it's going to go on that chimney. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
Well, what do you mean what the advantage is for the radio? Oh, just remind me when I get there and I'll explain to you what the advantages are, but
what advantages? Sorry, I keyed on you.
I'll explain to you what the advantages are putting it way up way up high when I get there.
Roger. Well, the Pistons, they play tonight in Cleveland. We'll see if they can pull it off again.
What are they up? Two games to one or 2-0 or what are they?
2-0 right now. And we're on fire.
All right, well, they got to take two more.
I think we can do it. If they win this, you know, I mean, we move on, obviously. It looks like, you know, Stephen A. Smith was right. We might be facing, you know, Oklahoma City, you know, in the final.
Well, I don't follow it that much, but I'm glad they're doing well.
Well, my one guy, you know, he always has the screamer on. And, you know, he was making this prediction, like, you know, back at the start of the season.
Yeah, okay.
I think the game's on at 3:30 today. I don't know what channel, but I think the game starts at 3:30.
God, I would think it would be more of a prime time thing.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
But I would think it would be more of a prime time thing. You know, like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, something like this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to see here what time it is. Someone told me 3:30, but I'm going to check to make sure that it's, you know, see where it's at.
Well, it's all a scheduling thing, right? There's a lot of sport events going on, other people playing. You know, they got to spread them out because some people may want to watch all the games as much as possible, and they all can't happen at the same time, so... You know, just one of those things.
Yep. Well, they woke up already. But they weren't intermixing with you. It was just a little bit on the tail end.
Find something to do. What a shame.
It'll be on NBC today at 3 o'clock.
All right, well, there you go. All right, I got some stuff I got to get through. I'll catch you guys a little later. Sam, I'll keep you in the loop of what's going on here this afternoon, and... anyways, I'll catch you guys later. You're listening out, WSHM 738.
Hey, man, have a good one. WSHM 567, monitoring. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
And that's still the third and that's the ones who deserve to be. And that's the least number.
WRWB 49 and we're standing by.
KF896. Can I get a radio check, please? WSET257, WSKF896. Got a copy? WSKF896. Can I get a radio check, please?
896, this is WSIP-284. I got a copy on you.
Thank you very much, 284. This is WSJF-896. We're just down in the park here with the kids and set up a little Faraday roll-up antenna and seeing how it's going down here. Copy that.
It's sounding good here on my end of my receive. I'd say you're coming through full signal.
Glad it sounded good. I don't know if you're interested. 257 is on his way down here, too. We're just going to get a little bit down here and have some place to be here in the next little bit. We're going to spend an hour or two down here.
That is what I heard. 257 actually asked me to set up a CB to see if I can, or 11 meter to see if I can receive him from here, so I'm probably going to be here, and I think I'm going to try to do another thing on MERS 2, basically.
Yeah, he's 257, he's actually just rolling up here. He's busy down here today.
Okay, cool. Sounds good, man. I'm going to, I guess, get on connecting my other radio here to the app to see if I can make it a connection here in a little bit. I have most everything set up, but other than actually connecting the two together.
Yeah, copy that. Well, good talk here. Thanks to 284 for the chat back there. And sure, we'll be in touch. WSJF 896, I'll be monitoring.
Always good to hear you out here, 896. This is WSIP-284. I will be clear monitoring.
WRAS-504.
WSIP-284 from WSJF-896. Got a copy? WSIP-284 from WSJF-896. Got a copy?
This is WSIP-284. I've got a copy, 896.
How am I coming through?
Coming through loud and clear here on my receive, sounded very good.
I'm a big tactical fold-up antenna.
Pretty neat. It sounds like it's working out great for you guys.
See that. Thank you for the signal check. 257 is going to set up something else.
Roger that, 896, anytime. Good to hear you guys out here.
have the JS-8 going?
Can, but I'll have to pull in my 11-meter antenna and swap it out with that antenna, but that'll take maybe 2 minutes.
6-7, monitoring.
Swap out to MERS.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284. I'm going to be swapping those antennas, and I'll be clear and monitoring here.
Copy that. WSJF 896, be monitoring.
WSIP 284, this is WSUT 257, HAL copy, over.
WSIP 284, got a great copy on your 257, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know I'm encountering some technical difficulties here with the JS-8 mobile setup, so just give me a couple minutes, over.
Roger that. On the trouble with the JS-8, another couple minutes. I'll be here standing by.
Roger, roger. WSCP 257, out.
WSIP 284, clear monitoring.
WSIP 284,
WCT 257. WSIP 284, go ahead, 257.
Did you get anything on MERS 2 JS-8? Over.
Give me one moment to have a look. I just shut that radio off to transmit on this radio. I'll be right back.
Roger, I'll be standing by.
WSCT 257, this is WSIP 284, you copy?
Uh, 284, this is 257. I received your message, I just sent another HAL copy, over.
So I've got a great copy on you here, but I have not decoded any messages on my end of my receive here on the JS-8.
Roger, I just transmitted right before I started transmitting on the repeater here. Nothing on your end, over.
Negative, but I have the radio off so I can transmit on this radio because they're so close I didn't want to damage it. So, I can turn it back on and just let it listen for a while if you want to try to send another one after we clear these transmissions here.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give it 30 seconds and I'll send another. Over.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284, clear monitoring.
WSIP 257, out.
WSHF 567, monitor.
WS. WSIP 284 WSJS 896. Got a copy. This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 896. On the HT, how am I coming across? We're coming across great. 5x9 here. Sounds excellent. Awesome for the HT. DBM2 all the way. Good to hear that that company is working out for you guys. Thank you for the call back. WSJS 896, clear monitor. Roger that. Anytime, 896. Always good to hear you guys out here. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WRWB 49 and we're standing by.
USHF 567, good afternoon, Mike.
What's going on there, Sam?
Not a whole lot.
See, your antenna didn't come yet.
Oh, no, not yet.
Just cut it back and won't be off till like 7 o'clock.
Copy that. How much more do you have?
But by Saturday, you know. in the morning and afternoon.
WSEU 202, the flight's starting on Fairmont Plus, everybody. RUZ 935 WSHM 738.
SHF 567. How's this thing working?
WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. WING 48 radio check. Sounds good. That's Jack, right? This is Sam over here in Warren. WSHF 567. Audio any good? Sounds real good. Nice and loud. Hey, thank you. I'm just checking. I was just putting you in town to see what's happening out that way. All right, thanks again. Oh, you're welcome. I just put up a new antenna as well, and I bought a new radio. And I'm trying it out for the first time today. Hope it sounds all right. The name of that radio you bought? I'm on DB20G. I bought an Anytone. Those radios are good radio, Anytone. Bought the 50-watt one. Yeah, you'll do good with that 50 watt, but you don't need the 50 watt really, because those repeaters out there may not, they only be on the medium. You'll do a good job out there instead of 50 watt. My antenna's on the ground on a pole right now. I just set it up for the night temporarily. It's going to go on my chimney mount, and from there it's going to go on a standoff on my 70 foot tower, but for now it's going to go on a chimney. You'll do good on the medium anyhow. All right, thanks a lot. Take care. WIUG48, clear. Have a good day, sir. It was nice to finally speak to you. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Sam, you got everything up and running?
Yes,
sir. Does it sound all right?
Sounds good. Full quieting, no problem. It'll be nice when you get it up on the roof.
Sure, it'd be a lot better.
Yep, well, very good. So it took a little time to get everything coordinated, but, you know, like the saying used to go, get her done.
I got her done. I wasn't going to half-butt it. I full-did it.
Anyway, I got to put the vent pipe back on the dryer, put that on, cleaned it all out and everything, and I realized I don't have any duct tape to put it back together, so I had to go get duct tape, and then it was dinner time. Now I need to finish that up so I can get to bed. I've got to work in the morning. I will catch up with you later. RUZ935.
935, have a good night. Nice talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Station 999. That station out there, 999, WIUG, 48, copy.
WP 49, and we're standing by.
There he is. I'm Mike, WSHF 567.
What's going on there, Sam?
I'm just playing around with this new radio.
It don't sound too bad. They're getting in pretty good.
Once I get the antenna and the chimney, my problems will be solved as far as anything goes. Right now it's on the ground, it's a little choppy, your signal, but I don't know where you're at. But anyways, it is what it is for a moment, but I got everything I need.
Give me a moment, Sam. WRWB 49, I'll be right back.
I'm trying to fix this radio. I got it stuck. The sound's coming out of the handset instead of the headset, you know, the radio itself. So I'm trying to switch it over. I'm looking at the manual.
Coming out of the microphone instead of the transceiver?
Yes.
Out.
WSEU 202, mobile to base. Sue, you out there?
Hey, 202, mobile to base.
Some dude got the shit knocked, crap knocked out of him on a motorcycle over here on Kelly Road, man.
Not good.
Crotch rocket on the Jeep, man. Dude didn't look good, man, laying there.
Not good.
I meant to say the truck and the bike didn't look good. The dude's walking around, though. Looks like the bike slid for about a block, man.
Okay, I'm back, Sam. WSHF 567. Sam.
I'm here. I put it in turbo mode.
Yes, Sam.
I said I put it in turbo mode.
Just let it go for now. 202 on topic in a little while.
Sign regular high. WSHF 567. Where'd you go, Mike?
Well, I'm right here, man. Yeah, you're still coming in strong into the repeater. Almost full quieting. On the fringe.
Well, when I get it above the house, that'll fix all my worries, all my problems. You know, the noise, I don't know what you call it. You guys do, I don't. I'm new at this still, but yeah, I think it'll fix all my issues.
The QRMers are trying to block out your signal, but you're walking over top of it.
I can hear you real good over them now. Can you hear me real good over them? I don't know. Yeah, if I'm blocking them out, I guess I'm doing the job. I can really hear you now. It's definitely making a difference that way. I'm going to try to get this antenna up in there tonight. I'm not going to play these games.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm sure you can get somebody over there. Walking over them now, so imagine with it being all the way up on your chimney.
Oh, I hear you. I just put it on the highest setting now, turbo mode. It probably made a difference. I don't know if it's screaming at you, but it's a new radio to me, so I'm going to try out all the settings.
Well, for what it's worth, I mean, you're making it in full quieting.
Full quieting means exactly what? Full signal?
Right, exactly. Full audio. No bacon frying, no nothing. I mean, you'll get an occasional, QRMer on the residual, but I mean, it's just a little bit of noise on the tail end. You're still, you know, getting it over the top of it.
Right, so my plan's coming together.
It's working out okay for you, WRWB 49.
Thanks, Mike. WSHF 567.
You got such a great signal in there, Sam. They're going to love you more than me.
All right, they can keep playing their games. I'm going to let them play them to the very end.
All right, I just want to know, it sounds like you're doing good. Good Lord, we can get the antenna up on the roof, actually. So, all right, you guys carry on. WSHM 738, sounds great.
Hey, Paul, thanks. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Time out there, and we'll catch you later.
Yes, sir. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, I'm monitoring.
Forgot the name of the brand of the antenna, Mike, that he's using. Oh, here it is. It's called a Paultenna. It's Yeah, there you go. All right.
They're trying. Hello, come in. WSHF 567.
I'll catch you guys later. WSHM 738. Keep up the good work.
Well, I'm doing it in the conversation.
Well, they're trying to key on you, and I suspect that they're predictable. As soon as you come out there with your new antenna, that they'd be trying, and it ain't working for them. And you ain't even got the antenna 10 foot off the ground yet. There you go. All right, WSHM 738. See you later.
You know what? I'm going to go put it up on the roof myself. The hell with it.
You got him, and you ain't even got that antenna up in the air. All right, 738. Let the jammers jam.
All right, Paul, you have a good night. Talk to you later. WSHF 567 monitoring.
Well, their work just got a little tougher for them.
They're having a tough time trying to plank a tutor, Paul. So.
There's the guy in the car again.
I don't know why you guys could act like this day in and day out. It's just not worth it, is it?
They got no life. They're driving to the repeater site now.
We're all heading in downtown. Or maybe we'll catch them.
They're having someone that's standing here enjoying it. You know.
As long as I can have a conversation, I'm enjoying it. 10-4.
Roger that, yeah. Now, it's going to be a little harder for them now. I mean, it is what it is. So, now I'm just, we're just moseying our way here in the downtown area.
See the downtown area.
WSLI 302, state of mind. WSGG 772, Shelby Township. WRVS 713, New Baltimore. Do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore. Do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear.